Hello and welcome to Pouncing on the Podcast, where I just want to talk, the show where I just talk about NFL stuff. This episode, talking about the biggest geniuses in the 2024 NFL Draft. Now let's get started with a little bit, the Bears doing a job of rebuilding. Now, I was highly critical of the Bears for, you know, trading Justin Fields for nothing and then trying to draft Caleb Williams, because I was like, Justin Fields can be good if, you know, he has a good O-line, good defense. The Bears sold their defense. Their offensive line was horrible. Their run game was pretty bad. And, you know, his only, like, good receiver was DJ Moore, and DJ Moore can't do it all. But now, they selected Caleb Williams, a better quarterback than Justin Fields, if he can succeed in this environment. But then they went and selected Rome Odunze, a great wide receiver, with the 9th pick. Then they went and they selected an offensive tackle. Great, they needed that. And defensive lineman. They only had 5 picks. They did draft a punter, and that's what landed them on my Idiots episode. But still, they did really well rebuilding with what picks they had. The draft of Caleb Williams, Odunze, Amegaji, the tackle, and Booker, the defensive lineman, those additions will be really valuable in rebuilding this team. Maybe they can add more talent during free agency. And then, you know, some expected picks, like the Commanders took Jaden Daniels, the Patriots took Drake May. Really sucks that May, a great talented quarterback, is going to the Patriots. And then the Cardinals took Marvin Harrison. All right. Honestly, a lot of people expected the May pick and the Daniels pick to be swapped. It doesn't really matter. And then you get to the Jets. The Jets traded down 1 pick for a couple mid-round picks. They gave up the 10th pick and a 6th to get the 11th pick and some mid-round picks. And, you know, they got a 4th and a 5th for that. And, you know, Robert Saleh yelled out in the war room, free money. Because the Vikings used this to select quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Jets weren't going to pick J.J. McCarthy. They needed an offensive lineman and were locked in on Olufashanu. They traded down and got their guy. The Vikings, this landed them on my Idiots episode. But really, the Jets trading down and still getting their guy, you know, really great for them. And then really interesting note, the 19th pick was my favorite team, the Los Angeles Rams. It's their first round pick since the 2016 draft. The players they selected in the first round of 2016 and 2024 were both named Jared. Jared Goff and Jared Verse. Maybe Verse will be traded for a better guy at his position to win the Rams a Super Bowl in the near future. That would be real nice. Anyway, it's not dumb or, you know, it was a pretty good pick, but, you know, it's just a good pick. It's not a giant genius moment. Then the Chiefs traded up to number 28 to select Xavier Worthy. Now, I think this is really good because Worthy was ran the fastest NFL Combine 40 ever. I think, and they traded with, I think, the Panthers who selected another receiver named Xavier. So, they traded up and took Xavier Worthy, a really, you know, Tyreek Hill type guy, who, you know, he is just speed. And it's a type of receiver they've been sorely lacking ever since they traded Tyreek Hill. And I could say, oh, they've had success, but yeah, barely. They've barely pulled together good seasons. The refs gave them everything. And the receiving corps has been so awful. They really need this big, you know, speed guy. And yeah, that is, you know, just surprising. Now, with the 40th pick, the Eagles selected Cooper DeJean, and also with the 22nd overall pick, the Eagles drafted Quinnen Mitchell. Both were cornerbacks. Now, you know, the Eagles wanted both of them. They apparently had a really hard time deciding. They, you know, stayed still. They selected Mitchell in the first, and then they still ended up with DeJean. And then they were really lucky they were where they were, because the next three picks were also cornerbacks, and DeJean could have been gone. Kool-Aid McKinstry and Kamari Lassiter and Max Melton were all selected right after DeJean. So the Eagles could have lost DeJean if they were, you know, one pick lower. But they were able to stay where they were and grab Mitchell and DeJean. You know, really cool for them. And that's a really scary secondary. And yeah. Also, the Colts, who selected wide receiver Mitchell out of Texas, you know, really good job. He was, you know, really good for Texas alongside Xavier Worthy. He was with USC, who I also root for, but really sad he left in the transfer portal. But, you know, at number 52, they were able to get him. You know, they ended up with Laiatu Latu and Mitchell. A really good first two rounds. They got a good receiver and one of the best edge rushers coming out of college. A little surprised they didn't take Turner first. I didn't think that really landed them on my dummies list, but still, because we don't know how they'll turn out, and Turner and Latu are both great talents. And also, the Rams are on my genius list for a second round pick, or maybe a third, forgot which round it is, but the Rams selected Blake Corum in the third, the 83rd overall pick out of Michigan. Corum, the best college running back, was an absolute steal at number 83. And, you know, it's really surprising. The Cardinals whiffed on him. They selected Trey Benson. They might be right, but I don't think they are. Corum is, you know, a shorter back, about 5'9", 5'10". Very, you know, he has absolute control over where his body goes. His jukes, his cuts are immaculate. He could fake right, run left. He could be running right 1 second, turn on a dime, run left, and the defender could be tackling his shadow at that point. You know, and then his ability to juke defenders into another realm is just really good. At number 83, that is an absolute steal. Also, considering that with the 46th pick, Jonathan Brooks out of Texas was also selected. I feel like Corum should have been selected before, but this guy was the third running back taken off the board somehow, despite being so good at Michigan. And they were able to get him for a really good price of a third. That is an absolute genius move. He and Kyron will be elite next year. I can't have enough praise for Blake Corum. You know, the best Michigan running back ever. And, you know, he was really one of the best college running backs. And I'm just very, very surprised that he did not get selected earlier. It is absolutely shocking. And, yeah, I'm so very, very, very happy that he went to my favorite team with such a low pick. And I'm so happy. It is so exciting. Anyway, last year in Michigan, he had 258 rushes for 1,245 yards and a 4.8 yard average and an absurd 27 touchdowns. This guy knows where the end zone is. Also adding a receiving touchdown and 117 receiving yards on 16 catches. This guy, he knows where the end zone is and how to get to it. Insane that he didn't get taken earlier. Maybe it's a bit because of his height. He is, you know, a much shorter back than most. But, you know, short backs are still very good. He's about Barry Sanders' height. Or Emmitt Smith height. And taller than Darren Sproles. And, you know, the fact that the Cardinals and the Panthers could have had Corum and they didn't get him is just insane. Anyway, that was the episode, The Biggest Geniuses of the 2024 NFL Draft. Lots of genius going on there. And, you know, so if you enjoyed this, go check out my Biggest Idiots of the 2024 NFL Draft episode. You should check that out. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this and you enjoy that other episode. You'll hear more of me next episode.